Welcome to Burning Bright, a weekly podcast presenting poetry and prose from Passenger. April's a big month for famous artists' birthdays. Joan Miró, Willem de Kooning, Cy Twombly, Yves Klein, probably others. And Pablo Picasso died in April, April 8th to be exact. Seems like as good a reason as any to feature work about art on this week's podcast. Donna L. Emerson said she spent a while immersed in Georgia O'Keeffe's life and work. She said she went to an O'Keeffe exhibit in Philadelphia and encountered someone, quote, certain of all things O'Keeffe. And out of that came her poem, When Stieglitz Came Between Us. We didn't know each other, but almost came to blows. If there had been stones, she would have thrown them. Georgia's poppies captured us, New York City landscapes, her iris, primrose, rose. We sighed at her clouds, next to Stieglitz's photographs of clouds, the ones he shot when they were together, that looked to us quite ordinary. We both said at the same time, what a rat he was, such a scoundrel, spilled our versions, each completing each other's sentences of their love story. Then she said, he used her in every way. And I said she went willingly as an artist wanting New York. And she said, what choice did she really have? She was only 19. Her voice rising now, her body tighter, and I said, look at his early photographs of her, her face. But he seduced her. He showed them without her permission while he took on other women, photographed their bodies in the same positions. Her voice rising, shrill, I withdrew, went home, ordered two new biographies. We could have been friends. Donna L. Emerson's poem, When Stieglitz Came Between Us, from the winter 2015 issue of Passenger. From Passenger's 2015 poetry contest issue, here's Paul Fisher's poem, Painting the House. It's hard to match summer gloss, much less blackberry sheen, when shadows won't allow sun to brush the peeling porch where young bones say it should. It's hard when, from her rocker, your grandmother knits one day into another, as you spill archipelagos atoll by atoll, mapping the floor. You imagine painting her as a girl, adrift in a crone's chair, the house a Sargasso sea, doilies on her dresser crocheted from mermaid hair. It's hard to guess what colors clouded eyes may choose to quiet each raucous room. But gold leaf's light's done for today, and you've grown tired as any boy, forced to own the mess he's made. Painting the House. Paul Fisher said that the poem began as, quote, a vivid memory or dream of my grandmother, who helped my mother raise me, after my father passed on when I was 2 years old.
Memorize the woods. Watch long enough to see fern fronds unfurl. Encourage the night to have its way with you. Darkness, too, longs to be held.
Passenger.
No.
Passages?
Nope. Passenger. To subscribe to Passenger, go to passengerbooks.com. Passenger. The name's hard to remember. The writing's hard to forget. Sarah Yerkes said, I have always liked to make things. Doll clothes, ashtrays from clay found on the shores of Lake Erie, puppets, marionettes. I was intrigued by my mother's needlepoint. Later, I learned how to do it myself and created my own designs for projects. A hanging for our chapel and pillows for my entire family, including all 13 great-grandchildren. Sarah's poetry teacher, Bonnie Naradze, said Sarah's keen artistic eye, as well as her educational and professional background in architecture, inform her poetic insights. Here's Sarah Yerkes' poem, Sculpture. From the first fine careless rapture, three dimensions, still but pure, without clients, no contractors to interrupt creation's lure. I remember that first summer being taught by Darling Bill, making molds and casting plaster, muffin tins, divided boxes, cast of plastic plate container, lattice strips and strands of cotton. Blown balloons make magic eggshells. Big red one, a huge success. Later on, I learned to weld. Hot needlepoint, I coyly called it. Mad for Mark de Severo, another hero, David Smith. For many years, it kept me going. I was pretty good, I thought. So why was I not successful in the larger world of art? Somewhat lazy, somewhat shy, never really plowed the heartland, never delved the inner core. Lacked the drive to do all-nighters, sidetracked by my love for spouse. Did I really want to triumph, find success outside the house? Many an artist lacks recognition. Still, their work seems to survive. There must be a seed of genius growing through the cracks in pavements like the bright blue chicory, content to be alive. Sculpture, Sarah Yerkes, from her book, Days of Blue and Flame. Sarah lives in Washington, D.C., and, speaking of artists' birthdays, she turns 106 this month. Sarah was recently featured in an article in The Guardian about people who reinvented themselves in their 90s. To find a link to that article, to buy Sarah's book, Days of Blue and Flame, and to subscribe to or learn more about Passenger and its commitment to writers over 50, go to PassengerBooks.com. You can download Burning Bright from Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, and various other podcast apps. For Kendra, Mary, Christine, Roseanne, and the rest of the Passenger staff, I'm John Shore.